Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is divine appointments. Have you ever experienced the blessings of God? Many of us have. In a lot of cases, the blessings of God came as a result of some sort of divine appointment. God has a way of causing our path to cross the paths of others, some of which are used by God to bless us. If you've been walking with the Lord for any length of time, you'll know that what I'm saying is true. A divine appointment basically means that God has set you up. He's caused your path to cross somebody else's path, and the two of you end up blessing each other. Or you get blessed by somebody that has crossed your path. Peter was in jail, if you remember, and people were praying for him, and God sent an angel, came right into the prison, grabbed his hand and says, come on, and walked right out of the prison, and the doors were still locked. Brought him right to the people that were praying, said, here he is. That's pretty big. But that's not all. The angel came to Mary and said, guess what? You're going to have a child. She said, I've never been with a man. He says, that doesn't matter. And he brought a message from God that she would be the mother of Jesus. So angels have a way. And you'll see other ones. I mean, the psalmist said the angel of the Lord sets up his camp round about those that reverence God to deliver them. Angel of the Lord has been sent not only to cross your path, but to guard it and deliver you. So that's pretty big. Then divine appointments can happen through people. My wife is the president of an animal information and rescue agency. I've been telling her for several years. I've been saying, honey, God's going to send us a little old lady, and she's going to see the vision that God has given us, and she's going to donate land. And I said, it's going to be 5 acres. Even though we only need 3, it's going to be 5 acres. Last year, God sent a little old lady, said God told her. She prayed about it and gave us 5 acres. Isn't that something? And I believe with all my heart that because I was praying to God and asking him to help, that he sent this lady to cross our path, and in the process we were blessed. I'm sure you have experiences where you discover that somehow or another something has happened. I mean, that was, you know, a Christian blessing, a Christian. There was an evangelist that I listened to years ago, and he gave me this story, and I share it with you. I call it the woodchopper. God sometimes will cross your path with a woodchopper. He's not saved. He doesn't believe in God. He's angry at the world, and yet he helps you, and he doesn't know why. This is what happened, according to the evangelist. This little old lady came out back in the years where you had to chop wood for the fire, and stood on her porch and prayed and said, Lord, I need somebody to cut my wood. As she prayed out loud, this guy came walking by and shaking his head, saying how stupid the lady's praying for help from God. There ain't no God. And he kept walking. And this happened in several days. And at the same time, as he's walking by, this little old lady's praying for a wood chopper. And finally he comes one day and he says how stupid. And he picks up the axe and chops her wood, shaking his head and cursing her the whole time. And sometimes that's what happens, is God just sends you a wood chopper. There's a blessing in it. It's not cordial. It's not friendly. But there's still a blessing in it for you. And it's orchestrated by God. And sometimes he'll even use your enemies to bless you. Then there is the divine appointment with God. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, but then comes judgment. Every man shall give an account of every idle word before the throne of God. There is a divine appointment where we will meet God face to face and will either rejoice and be happy or gnashing of teeth. Even death is a divine appointment, and that appointment is with God. But there are other times when God will meet with us face to face. We may not see him physically, but we'll sense his presence. I can remember a time that I was away from God, backslidden. And here I go to work, and I'm the executive, the lady works for me that I just hired, and who now is my wife, by the way. And she kept telling me, why do you not like God? It was a terrible time for me. I kept praying, Lord, maybe you'd send me a sweet little Christian girl to help me to get back to you, because I just couldn't figure out how to do it. Instead, God sent me a New York lady. Boy, she had an attitude. And she'd tell me right to my face. And one day she just started talking to me, and I didn't hear a word she said. But what I did hear is the voice of God. And I sensed his presence, and I heard him say to me, you want to come back? It's a long way. And I cried out in my spirit, saying, yes, Lord. And he said, well, let's start walking. Been doing that ever since. Walking with God, rejoicing that he would take time to come talk to me. And that's the point of my whole talk today, that God will take the time to talk to you face to face. All you need is a heart that's contrite and broken, and calling out to God and repenting and seeking his face. He'll come to you. He'll talk directly to your spirit and lead you home. And that's what it's all about. And so today I encourage you to ask the Lord for a divine appointment with him. Who knows? He may even cross your path with someone so you can tell him about Jesus and his wonderful love. God bless you. Have a great day.